I remember thinking, did I make a mistake getting dental implants? I have already spent enough time in a dentist chair, and they're not my friends.
Cynthia got her dental implants 2 years ago. So what does she think about them now? Well, today, she's getting real with us about her dental implant journey, sharing the things she loves the most and the things she doesn't.
You'd think the hardest part would be surgery, right? Nope, the hardest part was something I never expected.
And if you're curious about what dental implants could cost, download the cost guide in the description below. Let's start with the part that tends to scare people the most about getting dental implants, and that's surgery and the procedure itself. What didn't you like about the process? And was pain a big worry?
Pain was absolutely a big worry. I had been through so much pain with my teeth for years and going to the dentist and having extended visits there with pain involved. I was very concerned that with such a fast process that I would be having terrible pain. It would be like overwhelming pain.
Take me back really quick to surgery day and that, you know, moment when you're in the surgical room about to do the procedure. Did you go to sleep for the procedure or were you awake?
I was asleep, but they put an IV in and they give you some sedation so that you nicely fall asleep. And then next thing you know, when you have everything done, and it was just like you blink your eyes and it's done. It's wonderful. It was so great.
It's like an I Dream of Jeannie moment. You do the
yes, you blink your eyes. Yeah, you exactly.
Walk me through what pain or discomfort you did experience, you know, surgery day and the days after. What did you experience?
On the day of surgery, I was very fortunate that they had numbed me up really well. I didn't have to take any pain medication at all because I was numb. So I was very pleased with that. And I really didn't start taking any pain medicine until maybe during the night, the first night, just to be able to be comfortable to sleep. And the next day I thought I would need pain medication to have the teeth put in, but I really didn't. It was totally unbelievable to me.
Whoa, you just said you thought you would need pain medicine to have your teeth put in the next day and you didn't, but I got to back up to something you just said, not even about the pain, but about getting your teeth the next day. Did you get your teeth the day after your surgery?
I sure did. I went back and 24 hours after I left the office from my surgery, I got my new teeth put in and it was wonderful. I mean, there was a little bit of pressure, but no pain. That's it. And I was beaming when I saw them. They were great.
Wow. I just can imagine the fear that it would be painful. But now you're saying you went through all that, didn't have any real pain, maybe some discomfort. Is that right?
Correct. Yes. I would call it discomfort more than pain for sure.
Wow. How about that next night when you went home? Was there any swelling, pain, bruising? Like, how were those next few days shaping up for you? And how did you handle that? Any medicine or ice? What did you do?
The next few days were kind of a whirlwind for me because I was a traveling patient. So I was in a hotel. And so I went back to the room after I got my teeth put in and I just tried to take it easy and just have some cool things to drink and eat. And remember, because icing is very important that the first few days. So I remembered to keep putting my ice on every 30 minutes or so. And that helped keep the swelling down. And I didn't really bruise terrible at all. I did read that a lot of people use Arnica gel. And so I had bought some and I started applying it the first day. And I only had one bruise. I believe it was like right here. I just had, it looked like a finger. That was it. One bruise. I worried more about the pain than what I actually went through. I mean, it was nowhere near the pain that I experienced with toothaches, you know, where I would sit up in bed at night with horrible pain, you know, out of nowhere.
Wow. Well, that is really encouraging. And I know that you're a nurse and have a very high pressure job. So I am curious to ask how long you took off of work. How quickly were you able to get back to work after this procedure?
I could have gone back to work just a few days after the surgery if I had chosen to. Instead, I took some time off to spend with family. My daughter had just had a baby, and my mom wanted to see the new baby. It was our first great-grandchild. So I drove from Tennessee to Florida with my mom.
Oh, wow.
Just days after my surgery. And I mean, that's how great I felt. I drove my mom for hundreds of miles to go see the new baby. So that's how great it was.
Let's go. That's amazing.
Yep. And then I went back to work about a week after that because I was away. So, you know, I, like I said, I could have gone back to work, but I took the time off to spend, you know, with family and everything, but I was perfectly capable of going back to work, and I talk for my job. So I do a lot of talking.
Well, we are going to talk about all the loves and all the hates of your procedure. And I'm so excited to dive deeper. But before we move on, I do have to ask, since you brought it up, what did it feel like to have your beautiful new smile and meet your new grandbaby for the first time, and also be with your daughter, and I'm sure take lots of pictures just days after surgery? What was that like?
It was wonderful. It's a moment that I'll never forget. And I remember thinking that I was so happy that my grandson would never have to see me with my messed up teeth, that he would only see me looking like a normal grandma, which he calls me Mimi. So I'm a normal Mimi.
Well, this is so fun. I feel like I'm with you going through this dental implant journey. So now I have to ask, regarding the procedure itself, surgery, the procedure, that time frame, was there anything specific about the procedure that you liked, or maybe about the place that you went to?
Well, I did like the place that I went to. Everybody was wonderful. Of course, I've been to a few different Nuvia centers, and they've all been wonderful. But the location of the one I went to is in the beautiful mountains of Utah. So it was really nice. It was quite a great distraction to go there. You know, from the moment you walk in the door, they greet you by name, and you just go with it. It's just great. It seems like it's too good to be true, but it's not. You know what else is too good to be true is that I got my teeth in 24 hours, and it's hard to believe, but it is true.
Why was getting permanent teeth so quickly after your surgery such an advantage, in your opinion?
Well, I didn't want to have to take a lot of time off. I wanted to be able to get my teeth and get back to life. I'm no spring chicken. And I kind of have learned to treasure every moment. And I really didn't want to spend time going back and forth to the dentist's office to have this done and that done. You know, it was so much nicer to go in and have it all done. In a couple of days, you're finished. You know, you get your surgery one day, you get your teeth the next, and then you're done. And then that's it. And then you just go, you know, they look at you, you know, in a couple of weeks, and then in 4 months, and then that's it. Every year you get checked up and you're done. So it's just wonderful. It's such an easy process. I love that it was so short. I have already spent enough time in a dentist chair, and they're not my friends. They really are not my friends, because I don't like spending my time in a chair. And, you know, I'd much rather be out and doing something. And this way I have the time to do that. And I feel great. And everybody reminds me, you know, all the time, oh, you know, you look great. You know, and I wasn't used to hearing that before, because I didn't smile that much. And now it's wonderful. It really is.
That's so great to hear. I have to ask if you compare to other places before choosing to go with Nuvia.
I did look at some other places, because there are a lot of advertisements and things. And I did look into other places. And it seemed like most of the places I checked out, they had they would tell you they would give you teeth the next day or within a couple of days, but there really was more to it. It wasn't your permanent set of teeth. And, you know, there were little things where you had to keep going back periodically. And I really wasn't looking for that. I needed to get back to work. I needed to get on with my life. I don't have the time to keep going back and forth like that. And I mean, who does? Who wants to go back and forth and having your teeth replaced and having to sit in that chair? I mean, who wouldn't want to get it done and over with and be able to go on and enjoy life and look great?
Sold. Where do I go, right? That sounds amazing. That sounds amazing. Cynthia, once you had your permanent new teeth, it seemed like you definitely hit the ground running. You shared with us that you actually drove across the country just a few days after your surgery and met your new grandson, which is amazing. But let's talk about adjusting to your teeth and what that was really like. Was there anything that you found to be an initial challenge, or maybe something that you didn't like when you were getting used to your new teeth at first?
Well, when you first get your teeth, they feel like a foreign object in your mouth. So certain letters don't sound exactly right, more to you than to other people. But the letter S and the letter TH together, they are a little more difficult. Your tongue is kind of wiggling around in there trying to find where it's supposed to be. And when you make like a lisping sound when you speak, and it can be a little bit weird, but I learned to deal with it. And I kind of figured, okay, well, we'll just do this. And I got in the shower and started singing in the shower and singing in the car and doing all these things to try and get my tongue to learn where my teeth were, because it didn't know where to go. And it definitely helped a lot.
Oh, wow. Did Nuvia prepare you for that? Did they mention that that might happen? Is there anything they did to get you ready for that challenge?
Yes, they did. They went over that when I went in for my smile design appointment, and they talked about the, and you know, just normal things to look for after surgery and little things that might happen. And they were very nice about it. They said, don't get concerned. It's temporary, you know, it'll go away. And they were correct. It was temporary. And it definitely was more in my head than it was real.
What helped push you through this challenge?
Definitely talking to other people, and, you know, getting the support from other people about how great everything looked and how I, you know, they're like, oh, you feel okay? How did you have that done so fast? You know, it was great. And it really pushed me to continue to do better. And now I just forget that they're there. They're my teeth now. So
yeah, girl, come in close and give me a big smile. You look so beautiful.
Thank you. If I wasn't
sitting here on a dental implant podcast, right, knowing that you had it done, I would never get. And for those of you listening on the audio version of this podcast, go to YouTube, Dental Implant Talk, Stories of Real Patients, find Cynthia's episode. It's really amazing to see how wonderful people look and also how natural your teeth look.
Yes, they feel natural now. I don't even think about them. They're just there.
That's great. Well, it sounds like the negative or something you didn't like, which was this lisp, was also a very small hurdle in the big picture, and that it didn't last long, did it?
Correct. It didn't last long at all. I would say maybe the first month, if that. Then I definitely, it improved. Yeah. Once the swelling went away and my tongue finally learned where my teeth were, then everything got better. So yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, sounds like something you didn't like, but ultimately also not really a big deal.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's move on. I'd love to hear if there's anything that surprised you in a good way during your adjustment period. Was there anything that you liked about that time frame?
I really liked that I could have a soft diet, especially since I am a noodle person. I love noodles. And I was amazed at how many ways you could prepare noodles. It was fantastic.
Okay, Cynthia, you can't say something like that now and not expect me to be like, girl, let's share some noodle recipes. What different ways could you prepare your food? Or did you have any fun recipes or, you know, food prep tools that you were using to prepare the food that you could eat?
Well, I like to have protein. I don't like to have all carbs. Mm-hmm. Carbs can be a little, you know, a little bad for your weight. So I did like to find ways to mix them with eggs or with ground meats like beef or turkey or whatever. And it's very soft and you really don't have to chew it. So it worked out really well. And then if you can season it, I tend to like Asian seasonings. So I went to a spice store and I got different seasonings and I found all kinds of ways to season them so that I didn't have to have the same taste every day. It was just wonderful. I was so happy that I was able to actually eat food. It was great.
I can imagine that the task of eating right away could be daunting, but in a positive way, the procedure that you had did allow you to eat soft foods right away and you weren't restricted to just a liquid diet.
Correct. I mean, it made it so easy because I didn't feel like I was on any type of restriction. I was so used to not being able to eat anything anyway because my teeth were so bad. I couldn't eat anything crunchy. I couldn't chew on meats. I couldn't really have anything. And, you know, the soft diet was just, it was normal for me. So it was like I just went on with a normal, you know, normal lifestyle. It was nothing different. So, you know, and of course, you know, knowing in the long run that that wasn't permanent. So that was the best part.
Ooh, okay. It sounds like I know what your number one thing that you like about this procedure might be. I'm just going to guess, but we'll get there. Now that you are about 2 years out and you are past that healing phase and kind of into this normal routine, what has the maintenance been like for your teeth? And is there anything that you don't like about it?
I have a soft bristled sonic toothbrush that I use. I have a water pick with a little hook on it so that I can get underneath and clean everything really well. And then I have my nemesis, which is flossing. I have super floss, which is like it's different than normal floss. It's like a fuzzy thick floss that you use, and you don't go between your teeth. You go underneath to where the implants are to keep them clean. And it can be a little bit challenging to get the floss in there, but I've learned with, there are some little things that you can buy that will help you to get that floss in there. Then it's like a threader and it helps get them in. And it's still a challenge for me, but I get it done. So, and I like to do that. I definitely like to floss after every time I eat, but I try to, you know, I try to get the water pick and everything in there as well, because it's just, it feels so much better to be having everything so nice and clean. It's really great.
Yay. So again, something that maybe is a dislike, but ultimately really not that bad, just more something you have to get used to.
Right. Definitely.
Well, I want to ask you a question that I think a lot of people might be thinking, because I know I am. Would you say it's about the same to take care of your teeth now compared to like your previous teeth, like just as easy? Or do you think it is more difficult to take care of your new teeth compared to your older teeth?
I think that it's easier because I had pain whenever I would try to clean my teeth before, and I don't have that anymore. I don't have that discomfort. So it doesn't make me feel like hesitant to do it. It makes it easier to clean my teeth because I want to get it done. You know, I feel better instead of, you know, feeling squeamish about, oh, it's going to hurt to do that. So it definitely is, to me, it's easier.
Okay. Well, we have now gotten to the point of the show where I am so excited to ask you, now having had your dental implants for about 2 years, what is the one thing that you love the most about the long-term picture of living with them?
I love that I can eat whatever I want. I can eat salads and tortilla chips, and I can chew on meats. And my biggest thing that I love now is corn on the cob. Give me a prime rib and corn on the cob, and I'm a happy girl.
Where are we meeting for that meal? That sounds delicious. My stomach is growling. That's just such a good meal. Some steak, a baked potato, some corn on the cob. Let's get some chips and salsa before we go there, though, right?
Yes. Oh, and I can eat it all. No problem.
What was eating like before you got your dental implants?
It was terrifying some days. I mean, eating something just as simple as getting breakfast and having cereal, it would make my gums sore and bleed. And it was more painful. And I just didn't want to eat it. It was very hard to eat. So now I get to choose. You know, I don't even know what to have. It's more like, not what can I have, but what do I want to have? That's the big thing now.
That is a good problem to have. Not can I eat, but what do I want to eat?
Yes.
Give me a list of your favorite foods other than the prime rib, the crunchy chips, the corn on the cob. Just throw some of your favorite foods at me.
Oh, let's see. Salads, popcorn. I love popcorn. saltwater taffy, believe it or not. Saltwater taffy is a big one for me that I couldn't eat before, that I can just sit there and chew on it now and no problems. Oh, it's one of my favorites.
I've actually heard a horror story once of someone eating saltwater taffy. They didn't have great teeth. And when they went to pull the taffy out, it was so stuck to a tooth, it pulled the tooth. The tooth was already damaged, but it actually pulled the tooth out with them. That was just someone I know in my life. And I know my mom loves saltwater taffy, and it's getting harder and harder for her to eat as she gets older. So that's a big one. That's like a hard thing to eat, even with your natural teeth.
Yes. And I can eat it now with no problem.
Let's go.
Zirconia is definitely, it's one of those substances that you want to have your teeth made out of because it's so strong that it's almost impossible to break. It's really tough. And that's when I found that out, that I got on day one, that's what I wanted.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that because I recently spoke with a doctor who explained the zirconia teeth versus what temps are made out of. And temps are hard plastic, but they are prone to breakage. And he explained that when you have plastic teeth attached to the dental implants, which are still integrating into your bone and they're still healing, if those temps break, which they can because they're plastic, it can actually jar the implant, which is still healing. And that's where you can sometimes run into problems down the road with implant failure and things.
Yeah, definitely. You don't want something that's going to be flexible attached to those implants. You want them to stay in one place. You know, once you're healed, you're good to go. You know, then you can eat, you know, but that beginning, you really don't want something that's going to move.
And that's also why they start you on the soft food diet, I bet, because it gives everything a chance to stay in one place and heal and for the implants to osseointegrate into your bone. It's like slow and steady wins the race, but so cool that you were able to eat soft food right away. And then at what point were you able to eat your favorite foods? How many months after the procedure?
4 months after the surgery, you go back for a follow-up and they do a scan of your bone again and make sure everything looks well. And then they tell you, you got the green light. And I know I wasn't the only one, but you know, first thing I wanted was a steak. I wanted to go out and eat meat.
You read my mind. I was going to ask you, what was the first meal you had? And it was indeed a steak. Nice.
Yes.
Well, I want to ask you another question I think many people might be thinking right now. Do you like how it feels to eat with your new teeth? You know, does it feel weird now, you know, 2 years later? Are there any foods that you can't eat? Walk me through all those questions that I think are swirling in people's minds.
I honestly don't even think about it. I just eat and they feel like my own teeth because they're attached to the implants, which are in your jawbones. You don't even really think about it. I mean, you feel the pressure of eating the same way, and you just eat. So there's really nothing different than when I had a healthy set of teeth. I can eat everything and enjoy it. And chewing is no different. And I don't think about it. It's just put it in my mouth and eat it.
Like live your life, right? Live your best life. Be in the moment,
yes.
Enjoy the meal and not worry about pain or what could happen if I bite this.
Absolutely. And I am living my best life now.
I have to ask you, just big picture, what are some of the other good things about the dental implants that you received?
Self-confidence. I was so self-conscious before. I never smiled. And I felt very self-conscious about going anywhere or doing anything. I feel healthier because I can eat the foods that I should be eating instead of just eating stuff that I can eat because it's soft. I feel better overall. It's made my life completely better. And you don't really think about it until it happens to you. You don't really think about the impact that your teeth have on your life until they go bad. And then you have the opportunity to make them better again. And then you realize how important it is and how much it will change your life.
Well, Cynthia, what would you suggest people do who are either unsure about getting dental implants or maybe they're curious about what something like this might cost?
Well, for anyone that is unsure if they could get this procedure done, I would suggest clicking on the Nuvia cost guide, and it should be linked below. And that will give you information that'll help you determine whether this is the right decision for you.
Even though you had some positives and some negatives, it still really sounds like overall you had such a positive experience and continue to have a positive experience.
I do. And every day is truly a blessing with these teeth. I am thankful every day that I found Nuvia because I don't know what would happen if I had not gotten to, you know, if I'd not found them and been able to get this done. I can't imagine what my life would be like.
If you found today's episode valuable, please consider giving us a rating or leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.